Your Mom's a Podcast. Comedy specially designed to fit right inside your ears. Written and produced by T. Gregory Argall and Stephanie Lynn Russell.
Don't be creepy. Don't be creepy. Who's being creepy? I'm not being creepy. I just happen to be walking in the same park he's walking in. That's all just a coincidence. Nothing creepy about that. Oh God, he's coming this way.
He's coming this way. Crap, what do I do? Act normal. Act normal. Just act normal. Don't freak out. Don't be creepy. Oh, hi there.
Oh, hey, you. Didn't expect to see you here.
No, I come to the park all the time.
Do you? Wow. Me too.
Yeah, I love the park. Whenever I'm not somewhere else, I'm here.
Yeah, me too.
I've never seen you here before, honest.
Yeah, me too. I mean, really, I'm here nearly as much as you. Maybe more.
Yeah?
Well, sure. I mean, I'm just guessing. I have no idea how much you're here or anywhere else you go because I've never seen you here before or anywhere else.
Yeah, that would be weird if you did.
Yeah. I mean, except for that time I was at the same place as you.
Well, right, yeah. Well, that's the only time we've met, isn't it? So of course you were there.
Yeah, of course.
That day.
Oh, that day. Who could forget that day
at
the coffee
bus stop.
Right, I mean the bus stop.
The one by the coffee shop.
Yeah, that sounds right.
So, what's new? What have you been up to since that time you had coffee at the bus stop?
Oh, not much. Just the usual. The same old, same old. No biggie. And you?
Oh, keeping myself busy, you know. Bit of this, bit of that. Always on the go, doing stuff, going places, on the move.
Well, you certainly look busy whenever I see you. I mean, if I were to see you, I'm sure you'd look busy. I don't know.
Right. So do you. I mean, now, today, here, the only time I've seen you since that other time was the only time I've seen you. Before now, I mean.
Sure. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you first.
Really? Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I was just going to say, you know, because I just noticed now, and not for any, I don't know, weird reason, just that I happen to notice.
Yes?
You have lovely eyes.
Well, good.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, it's good that that's what you were going to say, because I was going to say the same thing. But about you, your eyes, I mean, you have lovely eyes.
Thank you.
But I was worried I'd sound creepy if I just said it, like a stalker or something, but you said it first, to me, so that's cool.
Yeah, and I'm not a stalker. I'm not stalking you.
Me neither. Definitely not a stalker, not stalking you.
Nope, no way.
Not at all.
I mean, as if.
Yeah, as if.
I'm stalking you.
What?
You're
stalking
me?
Me?
Well,
that explains so much.
Wow, yeah. I thought you were just really boring.
So did I. I mean, you never really went anywhere.
Neither did you. You just walked around all day, like all day.
I know. I was following you and you never went anywhere either.
That's because I was following you.
Wow, what are the odds?
Yeah, this is so funny.
Yeah, so, what do we do now?
Oh, yeah, good question. I don't know how I'll fill my time now. I mean, I quit my job so I could follow you around.
Yeah, so did I.
I wondered why you did that.
Now you know. Same reason as you.
This might sound kind of weird, but it's really sweet that you do that for me. No one's ever quit their job so they could just stalk me before.
As far as you know.
Well, as far as I know.
Well, if it helps, I didn't see anyone else creeping around while I was following you.
Neither did I.
That's a relief.
I have an idea. Something that we could, you know, do now that we know we're each other's stalkers.
We should kiss?
Well, it is something I've been dreaming of for a really long time now.
Me too.
And then, after the kiss,
we can go have sex. That's a great idea. Your apartment or mine?
Well, my place is a bit of a mess right now.
I know.
But I should really feed my cat. I've been neglecting her.
How about this? You go to my place while I go to your place to feed your cat. Then when I get home, you can surprise me.
sounds good. Here, I'll give you my spare key so you can get in to feed her.
I've got my own keys to your place.
Aw, of course you do. That's so sweet. I've got a key for your place, too.
Oh, wonderful.
The cat food is...
second shelf of the pantry beside the instant soup.
Impressive. So, let's kiss.
Let's. Yeah, I got nothing from that.
Me neither.
I thought it would be more, I don't know, more.
Yeah, me too.
It's a little disappointing, really.
Disappointing? Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No, don't be. I'm sorry, too. I just...
yeah, same here.
So, I'm going to get going. I have to,
feed your cat.
Feed my cat. Right.
I should go find a job.
I should do that, too.
Good luck.
You too. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah. That's a great story. Really funny.
Yeah, it is.
Thanks for walking me to my door, Doug. You're such a gentleman. I had a wonderful time tonight.
So did I. I'm usually nervous on a first date, but I just feel so, I don't know, comfortable with you. Relaxed.
Me too.
I really enjoyed tonight, Linda. And sorry, I just... There's someone at the window there watching us from inside your house.
What? Oh, that's just Nona Hildy, my grandmother.
Your grandmother? She's kind of staring.
Yeah, she's probably just watching to see if we're going to do the Kumtupa dance.
The what?
It's this thing, this sort of dating ritual from when Nona Hildy was a girl, back in the old country. She's really traditional.
The old country? Which one?
One of them. I don't know exactly. She just calls it the old country. Never actually says where.
Oh, okay. So what's this crinapple thing?
Kumtupa.
Right, that.
It's this old ritual dance kind of thing. At the end of a first date, if it went well, the couple do the Kumtupa dance to symbolize their intent to have a second date.
Sounds interesting. How does it go? What do we do?
You want to have a second date with me?
Absolutely. I had a great time tonight. I want to see you again. And again, and again. Don't you want a second date?
Oh yeah, I do, of course.
Then let's do this dance thing.
Thank you. Nona Hildy will be so happy.
How could we disappoint Nona Hildy? So what do we do?
Well, we... hold on. I want to be sure I remember all of it. Make sure we get this in the right order.
Of course.
Okay, first we take each other's hands like this.
Okay.
Then we say, Ibit Laj Blokum Turl.
Ibit Laj...
Blokum.
Blokum.
Turl.
Turl.
Okay, perfect. Then we each turn around to our right, all the way around, yeah. Then hold hands again.
Okay, then what?
Then you kiss me on my pachka.
Nice. What's a pachka? Is that like your cheek or forehead or something?
No, silly. It's my vagina.
your what? Your vagina?
Well, yeah.
And you want me to kiss you there? Now, on our first date.
To show our intent to have a second date.
Oh, yeah, sure. But, out here on the porch? Shouldn't we, I don't know, at least go inside the house first?
I can't invite you in the house. Not on our first date. Nona Hildy would be shocked. I'd never hear the end of it.
Wow, I can't believe this. You want me to... No, this is crazy. It can't be happening.
You don't want to? You don't want to have a second date with me?
Oh, I do. I want a second date.
Then don't you want to kiss my vagina?
How can that even be a question? Yes, I want to. You have no idea how much I want to, you know.
Kiss my vagina.
Yes, that. It's just...
it would make Nona Hildy so happy.
What?
She likes you. I can tell by the way she's watching from the window.
Okay.
So, just kiss my pachka. It's simple.
Okay. I can do this. With your grandmother watching. Sure. Here I go.
Oh, wait! I messed up.
What?
I got it in the wrong order.
You got what in the wrong order?
The Kumtupa dance. I got it wrong. Okay, first we hold hands and say, Ibit Laj Blokum Turl.
Right, we did that.
Then we both turn around and hold hands again.
Yeah, we did that. What's next?
Next, I put my thumb in your kapluji, then you kiss my pachka.
Right. Thumb in my kapluji, then I kiss your pachka. This is so weird. What's a kapluji?
Your bum.
My bum. Of course it is.
Right.
You put your thumb in my butt, and then I get to kiss your vagina.
Yeah, it's kind of beautiful, isn't it? The whole ritual?
In front of your grandmother.
She's so excited. Can't wait to see it. Ready?
Does it have to be the thumb? Can't be, like, just the tip of your pinky or something?
Well, my mother says it really doesn't matter. Thumb, finger, one knuckle, all three, whatever. But Nona Hildi, she's very traditional. She says using the thumb shows honest commitment. The thumb is from the heart. She says only whores use the pinky. You don't think I'm a whore, do you?
What? No, of course not. I could never think that, no.
You're so sweet. So, let's do this. Krimtupa dance, away we go.
Right, Krimtupa. Okay, we hold hands and say...
Ibit laj blokum turl.
Ibit laj broken...
Blokum.
Blokum turl.
This is fun. So great.
Then we turn around, yeah?
Yeah.
Turn around and hold hands again.
This is such a beautiful thing you're doing.
Sure.
Now, lower your pants and bend over.
Right. This is tradition. Perfectly normal. Not weird at all. Nona Hildi is staring at me. Why is she staring at me?
She'll do that sometimes. It's okay.
Yeah, sure. It's okay. Don't make eye contact. Don't make eye contact. She made eye contact. Now it's even weirder.
Are you all right, Doug? You're shaking.
No, I'm fine. Just do this. Just get it over. Hello, Dolly. Wow. That's just one thumb? Oh no. Nona Hildi looks angry. I see anger. Why am I seeing anger? Why is Nona Hildi angry?
She's upset because she just lost a bet.
Ow. She what? A bet?
Yeah. Nona Hildi bet me $500 that you wouldn't let me stick my thumb up your ass on the first date.
But the ritual, the cranberry dance?
Krimtupa dance.
Whatever, yeah, that. Was that just...
Yeah, I made it up. Sorry.
So, just so we're clear, I'm not going to kiss your vagina?
No, you're not. Well, not tonight anyway. It's only our first date. I'm not that kind of girl.
Yeah, okay.
So, second date? How about Saturday? I'll even buy dinner. You know, since I just won a bet and all.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, let's do that. I'll pick you up at 6.
Sounds good. That's a big thumbs up from me.
No. Don't say it ever again. No.
Good point. Okay, just put it all behind you.
Okay. Good night, Linda. I'll see you Saturday.
Don't forget to pick me up. I don't want to have to thumb a ride.
Dinner and drinks you're buying.
Good night.
You've been listening to Your Mom's a Podcast, featuring Stephanie Lynn Russell, T. Gregory Argall, and Rob Argall, with music by Stefan Kartenberg.